Tell another person beside you, He died for me. He just didn't die for me though. He rose for me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He rose for me. Hallelujah. Oh, come on, there's nothing impossible with our God. Hallelujah. In the darkest hour, in the darkest moments of your life, hallelujah, I want you to know that we serve a God, hallelujah, that never leaves you nor forsakes you. Hallelujah. He's given us life. He's given us life. He has the authority and the power to do so. And it's for me. And I receive it. I don't know about you, but do you receive it? Come on, amen. Do you take hold of it? Do you grab hold of it and make it part of your life, your reality, every experience that you go through? There's resurrection life in you. No matter what obstacle you face, no matter what mountains before you, there's resurrection life in you. Hallelujah. 57 times in the New Testament, it speaks of power. Hallelujah. Power. Wonder-working power. Fabulous power about what our Savior did. If you could just take it in tonight. Come on, take it in this weekend. Look everywhere you go today. As you're driving down the road today, there's flowers everywhere. Come on. Winter is past. Winter is past. Hallelujah. We're beginning a new day. Hallelujah. Of life. It's so powerful that we celebrate this moment of spring when things are blooming. They're breaking out. Hallelujah. They're breaking out of the ground. Coming alive. It's green outside. Hallelujah. Only if we could just look at nature and say, man, I'm created. It's in me to come alive. Hallelujah. It's in me not to stay bound down, overcome, weakened, with no power. But it's in me to have power. It's in me. There's light within me. There's life within me. There's resurrection life. Amen. Praise team, thank you very much. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Listen, I just want to share with you this resurrection life. I want to share with you about what He's done. I know we talk about the resurrection life every day. Every service we really do talk about what He's done. But I just want to share some things to you. Philippians 3. 10. Is that your sermon? Amen. Hallelujah. Tell someone else He's alive. He is alive. Amen. Philippians 3:10 says this, and it says that this is what Paul said. This was his heart and desire, that I may know, hallelujah, that I may know Him in the power of His resurrection, and in the fellowship of His sufferings, being made conformable unto His death, if by any means I might attain unto resurrection of the dead. Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after. Say, I follow after. If that I might apprehend. That I might apprehend. That I might grab hold of. That I might take hold of this life for that which I have been apprehended in Christ. Come on, amen. That we can apprehend that which I've been apprehended through Jesus Christ. And that is life. Come on, that is resurrection life. Amen. Hallelujah. And therefore, brethren, count not myself I have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things. Say, forgetting those things. I want you to know that this is what sometimes pulls us back, because it's not forgetting those things that are past us. Amen? No longer I that liveth, but Christ. I can declare that because of resurrection life. Because of who He is within me. Hallelujah. It's no longer I that liveth. Amen? It's no longer looking back. Because I want you to know that looking back, sometimes those things kind of, they block us and they hold us back. And they, all the things of the past or the shame or whatever those things are that you used to have. But I want you to know that we're going to recognize and see what He did for us. That we don't no longer look back anymore. Say, don't look back. There's nothing to look back for. Amen? Come on, but we look ahead from Him who's apprehended me. He has apprehended me, but I desire to apprehend Him. I desire to take all of Him, to reach for all who He is in my life, that I can take and breathe resurrection life everywhere I go. No matter what I face, no matter obstacle I come upon, that I have resurrection life within me. You believe that tonight? Amen. So let's look at Mark. Let's check out Mark real quick. Mark 16. So quiet. Mark 16, listen. And it says, and when the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James, had brought sweet spices that they might come and anoint him. I want you to know that there was something within him that they have been apprehended by a Savior. And they've watched him die upon the cross. Come on, amen. Their hopes seemed lost. They seem like at the darkest point. They seem like they've been overcome by so many things that they feel like they've been defeated. But I want you to know that they kept pressing on. I want you to know that there's some things in our life that they might look like they're overcoming us. Come on, amen. They might look like it's impossible. But that's not when we should stop. But we need to press on, amen. We need to press on through the sufferings, through everything. We need to make Him, hallelujah, our prize and our high calling. That we need to run the race. We need to reach for Him, amen. For in that comes resurrection life. Amen. That we press on towards the mark. And so we see that they were in this place and they were bringing spices. And to me, it speaks to me that they were coming to worship. That's all they knew, that they needed to come to the place that where they knew that He was. I want you to know there's sometimes in life that you don't always know the answers. You don't know what is ahead of you. But there's one thing as a child of God that we need to continue to do is we need to press on. We need to worship no matter what. Even in John, it says it was the darkest moment. It was at the darkest time and they got up. Say, get up. They got up, hallelujah, even if they didn't feel like it. There was nobody else around them. It was just these two ladies. It was just these two ladies. They were setting an example that in the midst of darkness, their hope was in Christ. They weren't overcome by the darkness around them because they kept pursuing. And as they began to get closer, every step that they began to take, I believe that as they began to worship, they were carrying those jugs, that they were going to anoint Christ. I want you to know that sometimes you don't know how it's going to work out, but keep worshiping God. Hallelujah. And through that thing, you're anointing Him. You're anointing Him as King. You're anointing Him as Lord above the situation that you're going through. Whatever sickness and disease, whatever you're going through, whatever hurt, whatever pain, whatever fear it is, that you're worshiping, you're anointing Him King. Hallelujah. You're King. It doesn't look like this through the things that I'm going through, but God, I'm going to declare that you're King. So they were pressing on. And I want you to see here, it says, and as they might come and anoint Him, and very early in the morning, Psalms 113 says, from the rising of the sun and the going down of the same, my God shall be praised. Amen? And he says, and verily early in the morning, the first day of the week, and it came the sepulchre at the rising of the sun. Even in that dark time, before the sun came up, there was something within them that they knew because they'd been apprehended. They'd been touched by Him. They were moved by Him. They watched what He did for them, and they knew that there was something more. And that's hope. That's hope that we have in Him. And he says, in the very early in the morning, he says, and they came to the sepulchre at the rising of the sun, and they said among themselves, as they began to think, just like sometimes we do, at the situations and the problems we face, who will roll the stone away? Tell someone, who's going to roll the stone away? Who will roll the stone away? I want you to know and think about this, that sometimes there's some things in life that you can't roll away on your own. I want you to think about those things that sometimes that have pulled you away, those things that have kept you from having hope. I want you to know their hope was in Christ and they were looking for Him, but there was an obstacle before Him. But I want you to know that even though they thought this, it's okay sometimes to let it cross your mind, but don't let it stop your walk. Hallelujah. Don't let it keep you moving. Hallelujah. Listen, you might have some negative thoughts, but you need to keep on pressing. You need to keep on worshiping. And they kept coming. They kept carrying the jugs. And they're saying, we're going to keep on worshiping. I know it seems hard. I don't know how we're going to do this. How am I going to lift up my hands? I don't even know how to do this. But as they went, every step they took, and before they got there, they looked. And guess what? The stone was rolled away. The stone, the obstacle was moved out of the way. Stay out of the way. When it was yet dark. C.S. Lewis says, I believe in Christ as I believe that the sun has risen, not only because I see it, but because by it I see everything. Hallelujah. Amen. Say hope. He declared, who shall roll the stone away? Romans 8:31. I want to give you these couple scriptures. And as they were saying, who shall roll the stone away? I'm reminded of Paul when he declared, Who shall we then say? How can I say to these things? If God, can you say this with me? If God be for us, who could be against us? I want you to know that you need to let this, there might be a lot, it's saying this, that there might be a lot of things against you. But as long as you know that God is for you, it doesn't matter what's against you. I'm going to say it again. Come on. You might have a lot of things against you, but it doesn't matter when God is for you. Hallelujah. When you're backed by Him. Hallelujah. In the power of His resurrection life. Amen. And He says this, and He says, and He spared not His own Son. He said, if we be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not His own Son. Say love. But delivered Him up for us all. He's talking about me. Can you say that to yourself? He's talking about me. Now I want you to identify with you. With you. He's talking about me. He spared not His own Son for us all. Every one of us. And He says, and He freely give us all things. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? If God has justified, who then condemned? It is Christ that died. Hallelujah. Yea, rather, that He's risen again, who is even at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for you. I want you to know that He's praying for you. He's praying that your faith doesn't fail you. Hallelujah. When you get up against the tide and things are hard, if God be for me, who could be against me? There's some things that might come against you, but you got a Father, hallelujah, that's in heaven, that's praying, that's your faith. Come on, Chris, you got this. Hallelujah. Let the power, my power, rise up in you. Hallelujah. Let it resurrect you. Let it get you through this moment. Hallelujah. Don't be defeated. Don't be overcome. Hallelujah. But let it rise up within you. Amen. And He says, who is condemned? He says, at the right hand intercession, who shall separate us? This is something that everyone, I want you just to take this. Remember this scripture. Write it down. Put it before you. Every day, let it begin become part of who you are. That when you wake up in the morning to face your day, you're taking this with you. Amen? You're taking this with you. That you are armed and you're ready. Hallelujah. And it says this. And it says, who shall separate us? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, what stone can't be rolled away? He says, what distress? How many of you have ever been in distress? Hallelujah. Persecution. How many of you have ever had persecution in your life? How many of you have felt nakedness? How many famineness or peril or the sword? As it is written, for my sake you are killed all day long, that we are accounted as sheep of the slaughter. Nay, you are more. Say, I'm more than conquerors through Him who loved us. Hallelujah. Who Him who rose to the dead. That word of that song says that love, nothing could separate. That love, hallelujah, that went into that darkest place, that rose Christ from the grave, is in you. Hallelujah. Listen, I had a friend one time that, man, I know the power of God. And sometimes we get overcome because people, you want people to experience the God that you know. Sometimes you don't understand why they don't want the God that you know. And I remember one time that I was at a youth meeting and a worship, and there was a young man he was in that youth group, and he was defiant. Everybody's worshiping, he's standing there. I mean, he just looked ugly. And he stormed out of the back room. He went in the back. I'm like, I'm that youth leader. It ain't going to happen on my watch. You're going to worship God, young man. So I did it because I loved him. But listen, as I got closer to him, I walked into the room. I said, "What's wrong, man?" My phone came up. He says, "What's wrong?" He says, I just don't want God." And I was angry, a righteous anger, because I knew what you need. I know what you need. I've been where you are, young man. I've been there. I know you need Jesus. Hallelujah. And as I began to talk to him, I felt God stir in my heart. This is the love of God. He spoke in my heart. And he says, "Tell him it's okay." I said, "It's okay, buddy." He says, "Oh, yeah." He says, "Yeah, because I'm not going to worship God." I said, "But ask him if he'll be your friend." "I don't want to be his friend right now." No. I said, "Yeah, man." I said, "Would you be my friend?" He says, "Absolutely." And I felt God whisper in my ear. He says, "Now he's mine. Now he's my friend." I want you to hear that. I want you to see that that's the love of God. That nothing will constrain him. Even your disobedience and not wanting to worship him. I want you to know that he's wanting to touch you. He's wanting to reach you. Amen. To go beyond the obstacles, the unwillingness, no matter what it is. Nay, we are more than conquerors to him that loved us. For I'm persuaded. I want you to hear this, that these Mary, both Marys, they were persuaded. They were persuaded. Something within them turned them. That nothing that came against them was going to sway them another way because they were persuaded. They were persuaded. I want you to get that. I want you to grab hold of that. Because I want you to know that being persuaded, that nothing will persuade you, but as he persuades you, hallelujah, nothing can overcome you. As you're persuaded by him, as you're overcome by him, as you've been apprehended by him, there's nothing that you could face that's greater. And he says, that I am persuaded that neither death. I want you to know that's power. That's resurrection power. That no matter what, even if I face death, hallelujah. He says, life, nor angels. And he said life because I want you to know that sometimes we let those things separate us. Come on, amen. Sometimes we let those things, but I'm going to be persuaded that nothing will separate me from him, from his love for me. And he says, the principalities, nor powers, nor present things, say present things, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able, and there's some creepy creatures out there trying to get your attention. But I need to be persuaded that shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. This is resurrection life. That I might know resurrection life. Paul says, if I know resurrection life, I'll be persuaded that nothing that comes my way can separate me. Let's look at John as I finish. Amen. John 20. Are you okay? You're great. Come on. Say on the same day. Here's some guys that ain't persuaded yet. The ladies are persuaded. Come on, ladies. Come on, give the guy an elbow. The first apostolic message came from Mary. Amen. The one that was delivered from seven demons. Amen. Come on, amen. She had a message to preach and no one was listening because she was persuaded. Amen. Listen, he says, I want you to know that God appeared himself before her for a reason. Hallelujah. And he says, and then on the same day of the evening, the day of the week, when the doors were shut. This is their darkest moment. This is a fearful time. This is a moment in their life they don't know what's coming next. Isn't that the scariest thing sometimes? Whether you don't know what's around the corner. Come on, you don't know what's around the corner, but I'm here to tell you, amen, that we serve a God that knows all things. Hallelujah. Where else would I want to be than in the hands of a God, hallelujah, that knows all things. Amen. He says, and when the doors were shut, he says, the disciples were assembled for fear. I want you to see something, that fear is the absence of love. Tell someone love's on the way. I love this scripture, hallelujah. I love this because, listen, there's no matter what wall it is, no matter what stone, no matter what obstacle has been felt like it's been between us, He's taken it away. There's nothing that separates me. Come on, there's nothing that separates me from His love for me. And if I can get a hold of that, no fear can take me. For God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of love. And a sound mind. Persuaded mind. Apprehended mind. That no matter what comes my way, I'll stand. And He says, and the fear of the Jews came Jesus. And stood in the midst. And saith unto them, peace be unto you. He said, peace be unto you. I want you to know that he walked, tell your neighbor, He walked through the walls. Listen, I want you to know that fear was right there, but love swallowed it up. I want you to know that they got their eyes and they seen Jesus. And at that moment, something apprehended them. It was God's love. Hallelujah. I want you to know it's love. It's love. It's the love of God. When you know the love of God for you, when you know how much God, it'll keep you right. Hallelujah. It'll cause you to do the right things. When you know how much He loves you and you begin to believe it. Amen? When you take hold of it and you begin to swallow it, you begin to digest it and you let it come up on you. Amen? And He says, and He said unto them, He showed them His hands. Tell someone, this is love. He didn't have to say anything. He showed them. They seen the scars. They seen the wounds. They seen and they realized there's nothing, nothing that'll keep Him from me. This love has overcome everything. The greatest thing was death, and He overcame it. And now He stepped into my life and He's presenting it to me. To say, here, I did this for you. He did not come into the world to condemn it, but to love us. Jesus did not come into the world to rub our faces in sin, but He came to rub it out, to take it out of the way. Then no matter what obstacle you think that is there, it's not. When His love apprehends us, then no matter what we face, we believe and know He's God. I want you to know that's a tough thing sometimes. Every one of these disciples were at that place where they had to make that decision, where they had to dive right into it. And sometimes it's hard that we know the story of what He did for you, and we say that we believe. But I know, we talked Wednesday night, and this thing arrested me, that there was a man that in the 1800s where that he had a tightrope, and he went across the Niagara Falls. And he walked across it, and then he literally had a oven, a grill, that he went across, and he made himself an omelet. Who does that? I don't know. But listen, he goes across and he's juggling and he's doing all these things. He takes a whirlpool and puts potatoes in it and goes across. And they're going crazy over it. I don't know, it reminds me of the disciples where he's doing all these miracles. But yet they're sitting inside this house and they're fearful. And he turns to them and he says, how many of you believe that I can do this? I can wheel somebody across this Niagara Falls in a whirlpool. Yeah! Kind of like me sometimes. Yes, I believe. But the moment he turned around and he says, do I have any volunteers? It was silent. Not a noise. The only sound there was the river. I want you to know there's one thing to say that we believe, but I want you to know that believing in faith and jumping in, that no matter what, that I trust you because your love for me is greater than anything else. That the love that you've shown to me, the sacrifice that you made for me, I can't let anything separate me. So tonight I want you to take hold of that word of His power. He spoke to them peace. Say no more war.
No more war.
Peace is the absence of war. There's no more battle. That I trust in Him. He's my hope. He's my life. It says this, it says, and then shall the light break forth as morning, and thine health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before them, and the glory of the Lord shall be their rare reward. Will lift them up. And the glory of the Lord will press them on. Would you stand to your feet? I just want you to see tonight that and recognize. Thank you. The power of this. I want you to say, this is love. This is love. That nothing shall separate me. This is love. That He gave His life that you might have life and have it more abundantly. That means resurrection power. I want you to know that after He showed His hands and showed what they did, that He turned to them and He breathed upon them. And they were filled with the Spirit of God. Resurrection life. Resurrection life. I want you to know that, listen, when we receive Christ, all that He overcome, I overcome. Because His Spirit's within me. The Spirit of God is within me. There's nothing that we face. The stone's been rolled away. And I want you to recognize this and remind yourself as you take hold of this. And believe that way that you get in the world, bro. That you don't hesitate. You don't stand on the shore and miss out on the experience of knowing what He can do in His overcoming power. That you have a witness and a testimony to tell somebody else of His resurrection life. Amen? Come on, come. Heavenly Father, I thank You. I pray to God, Lord, a blessing upon each one of these people here today. God, I ask to God, Lord, that we begin to take hold of all that You have, God. That we don't hesitate. We don't wait one moment here, but we take hold of all that You've done. As You stand and show what You've done for us, to God, Lord, it's that moment of decision where we decide, do I want that life? Do I want life within me? The power of God working within my life. Hallelujah. You said, if I abide in You, You abide in me. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank You for that. I pray to God, Lord, that we just receive that in the power of Your name. In Jesus' name, amen. You'll be led out. Come on out. Hallelujah. Your heart, hallelujah, has been touched. I hope that you're reminded by the Spirit of God as the sun rises. Hallelujah. So did your Savior. You're not alone. You're not by yourself. Who shall separate me from His love? Who shall separate me from this love that He poured out for me? Breaks down walls, rolls stones away. That's this love. And with that, I can declare in front of everybody that I am
blessed and highly favored.
Amen. Hallelujah. We got some dessert or something downstairs. So come on down.